Okie dokie, Angelina. We're all set. You see, I got aliens. I got city slickers, and I got the way we were. What do you want to do? Scream, laugh, or cry?
I think cry.
Oh, good, good. That sounds like fun. All right, let's see. You know, I'm glad you said cry, because here's yours, and here's mine. I haven't had a good cry since,
Sam's wedding.
Oh, please, please, don't mention that to me. I'm just so glad all that craziness is behind me.
Me too. The elopement and the in-laws and all that running around, we haven't had a moment's peace.
Yeah, well, now that that's passed, it's time to get back to you and me. And who's ever at the door. Annaggia la miseria, disgraziato, chi che ti chiamava? Hey, kids, welcome back!
Hey,
come on!
Honeymoon was great.
Really?
Did you have good weather?
We don't know.
Okay. Moving on.
So, what brings you kids by?
Oh, well, actually, we kind of need a place to stay for the night.
Oh?
We kind of got kicked out of the dorm. They don't allow married couples.
Well. It seems that we kind of didn't think this married thing through, did we?
Dad, don't start, because tomorrow we're going to move into the married couples dorm.
Oh, so you just need a place to stay for the night, huh? Uh-huh. Well, gee, you know, Hank, your parents have that great big brand new house. I'm surprised you didn't go there first.
We did.
You went to them first?
Yeah, but I couldn't deal with it. Right when we got there, my dad started ragging on me about quitting med school to be a puppeteer.
You know, I'm starting to like his father more and more.
I knew this was a bad idea. Come on, Hank, let's go.
No, wait a minute. You're here. It's late. It's only going to be for one night, so you might as well stay.
I don't know if we should be here.
All right, come on, Sam. It's okay. And after all, you know, your room will always be your room.
Well, okay. Thanks. Come on, Hank.
And Hank. This here couch will always be your couch.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden.
Sleeping on the couch?
Dad, wait. We've been married for a week.
Well, even God rested on the seventh day. I'm sorry. Just a reflex. You two should be together tonight.
Thank you. Come on, let's turn in, Hank. It's been a long day and my back is killing me from carrying up those suitcases.
Oh, come on, honey. I'll give you a massage.
Are you sure you're okay with this? Your daughter spending her honeymoon in the room next to yours?
I'm fine. Hey, they're married. They're legal. What's the problem?
Hey!
You don't mean.
I swear to God, I mean nothing.
Much better. You're not good enough. I can't sleep, Angela. All night long, they're laughing, they're giggling, they're squeaking.
They're squeaking.
Well, not them, the door. They keep going to the bathroom. Who goes to the bathroom that much? And what are they doing in there? And why do they gotta go together?
Dad, would you please? I am trying to sleep.
No, you're not trying to sleep. I'm trying to sleep. And didn't I warn you about drinking so much water late at night?
What's going on?
I suppose you think that's cute.
Dab.
Hey, newlyweds.
Huh?
I saw your car out front. Are you kids staying here?
Yeah.
In the room next to Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, rock and roll.
Kids, you go back into your room and get some sleep.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Right.
Dad.
Yeah.
Shh.
I don't believe this is happening.
Tony, you are overreacting.
You're going to rest a lot easier once you get used to Sam being married.
I'm used to her being married. I'm just not used to her sharing her pajamas. That's it. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That's that door again. I gotta do something. I won't sleep all night.
Stay out of it, Tony.
Get some more cotton.
He is never going to get through this alive.
Well, she is his only daughter.
It's okay, Samantha.
No, it is not okay.
What in the world?
I don't want to know.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Sleep okay after you ripped off the newlywed's door?
I know, it was a stupid, immature thing to do. But I slept like a baby.
Well, lucky for them, they're leaving today. And you and I can get back to the way we were if you get my drift.
Uh-huh. Oh, do I ever, because I love the way we were.
Gee, not you two. Keep it up and I'm taking this door off. You're in the kitchen, for goodness sakes. There are health codes.
Well, one kid gone, two to go.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Sam. Let me... Sam, I think we should talk.
Oh, no problem. My door is always open.
Sam, I'm glad that you can laugh about this.
Yeah, that's only because we're leaving today.
Hello. Just a minute. Sam, honey, it's for you.
Thanks. I'll take it in the living room where I could have some privacy.
Ooh. Well, she's your problem now, Hank.
Well, thank you.
Hey, catch.
Whoa. I'm glad we're not having oatmeal.
That's tomorrow. Wear a hat.
Wow, these are great. They're so light and fluffy. How do you do it?
I hand whip the batter. 100 to the left, 100 to the right. Makes those pancakes ready for flight. Incoming!
Whoa!
He calls them Air Jemimas. If we don't laugh, we don't eat.
Oh, Air Jemima. Oh, Sam, you know, your father makes the greatest pancakes. Flipper one, Tony.
Incoming!
Sam, what's the matter?
That was just school. There's no married housing available.
Oh, no, honey. That's terrible. Well, what are you going to do?
I guess you'll be staying here a while longer.
No.
Hey. I don't like it any more than you do. Just so happens that we're in a position to help. I mean, if that's okay with Angela.
Of course. Also, it's hardly ideal. For you, I mean.
I know. There's no way we're staying here after what happened last night. Right, Hank?
Well.
Hank?
Sam, I don't think we have any other choice. I mean, we can't go back to my parents' place.
I know.
Anyways, we'll only stay here until we find a place we can afford.
I know. And not a second more.
Fine, I'm happy about that. Because let me tell you something. The sooner you two are out of here, the happier I'll be. Now,
who wants seconds?
I do.
Okay.
Tony?
No, it's me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Your father promised he'd be back to watch City Slickers with me.
On Fast Forward?
Well, yeah. See, I've got to return the tapes in about an hour, so I'm just going to the good parts.
Oh, here's the part where the little calf is born. Oh. Well, I've got good news. Hank found a place we could afford, and as soon as he gets back, we're gonna go look at it. Oh, that's great news. When are you moving out? your first apartment. Wow.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hank, you're here. Let's go look at our new place.
No bottom. It was a dump.
Oh. Wait a minute. That's where you were?
Yeah.
Wait, you took Dad to see the apartment?
Yeah, and we turned it down.
We turned it down. Why did we do that?
Well, it just wasn't a good apartment, Sam. Ask the Hank man here.
Oh, I planned to, sweetheart.
Excuse us.
So, the apartment was pretty awful, was it?
Oh, gee, it's too bad, too. You know, I'm so disappointed. I mean, it was right in their price range, you know, and they could have moved in today. Oh, Don, we were so close, you know?
Yes, weren't we?
How could you make a decision this important without me?
I wanted to check it out. You had class, and Tony offered to come.
Right. So he could find things wrong with it, so he could get you to turn it down, so he could keep his little girl under his thumb.
I think you're overreacting.
I am not overreacting. I do not overreact. My father overreacts.
Okay. Listen, Sam, no offense.
But maybe the problem here isn't your father at all. Maybe it's you.
Look, Tony, I was just selfishly hoping to spend a little more time alone with you.
Oh, and we'll have it, Angela. We will. We'll have it. Listen, the door's back on the hinges, right? I got plenty of cotton for my ears. From now on, it's just you and me in paradise. Like Adam and Eve.
Excuse me, is that offer for the couch still open?
Adam and Eve and Hank.
Okay, here you go, huh?
All the comforts of home.
If we had a home.
Ah, come on, Hank. Come on now. Get your mind off of that, all right? Come on.
You're right. You're right.
Hey, well, what's that?
Well, it's just a puppet I've been working on. I'm trying to develop some new characters for this cable show I'm going to be doing this summer.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, what is it? Is it an animal or something?
Sort of.
What do you think?
I think one of us is going to have a nightmare.
100 to the left, 100 to the right. Mix those pancakes ready for a flight. Incoming!
Hey. That doesn't sound like me.
Hey, that doesn't sound like me.
Okay, I get the idea.
Okay, I get the idea.
Hey, yo, oh, wait.
Hey, yo, oh, wait.
Hey, one more word out of me, and you're dead. Oh, my gosh, I'm strangling a puppet.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, Jonathan, did you see Sam? Did she say anything?
Nothing.
Where's Hank? Why isn't he here? We promised we'd never go to bed mad at each other.
What does it matter? As long as you wake up in a human nut.
I miss him so much.
I know, dear.
No, you don't understand how frustrating it is to finally find the person you want to be with only to wind up apart.
Well, actually,
I mean, it's so frustrating to be so close and yet so far. To be under the same roof but not to be able to see each other because someone keeps butting in. You have no idea how tough it is.
Don't bet the farm on it, Missy.
Huh?
You think you're the center of the universe with your cute little newlywed problems. Well, you're wrong, babyface. Here I am trying to be with the guy I love that I waited 8 years for. Not 2 months, 8 years, 8 long, lonely years. And what happens? You waltz in here and take all that away from me? Bitter, you bet I am.
I suppose now wouldn't be a good time to say you need a root job.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Flat car plop.
I was wrong. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, come back here. Oh, did I oversleep? What did I miss?
Nothing. Tony, listen.
Oh, where are the kids? Where are the kids?
They're in the kitchen.
Oh,
they're
good.
Talking.
Oh, good, good, good.
Leave them alone.
Well, I just want to
leave
make sure.
Them alone. They're doing fine.
But tell you the truth, I'm not surprised because I gave Hank a little advice about how to be, you know, sensitive to women.
Tony, can we talk?
Not now, Angela.
Tony. Please, Tony, we haven't... Tony, we haven't had a chance much lately. Please.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm all yours.
Thank you.
Right after I answer the door. Excuse me.
Please.
Let's get the door.
I know you don't want to be here.
I'm here, aren't I? Huh?
Yeah, after I drag you kicking and screaming?
You haven't heard screaming yet. You want to hear screaming? I'm going to give you...
Hi.
Gosh, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Is Hank here?
Yes. Come on in.
I hope we're not interrupting anything.
No. Angela and I weren't doing anything. No, come on in.
Not a thing. We just didn't like the way things ended the other night, with Hank walking out and all.
Didn't like. She's been haunting me about this argument for the past 2 days.
I'll haunt you to the grave if you don't make peace with Hank.
I welcome the grave. It'll be the only peace and quiet I've had in the last 23 years.
Oh!
Okay. No, friend. Come on, now. You shouldn't be talking to each other like that or making those noises. come on. Why don't we sit down and try to straighten this out? Come on, sit down. Come on. Angela. Move. Come on, make room. Now, Joe, come on now, you must listen to what Fran is trying to say to you.
Thank you, Tony. You're such a lucky woman.
Mom, Dad, what are you doing here?
We came here to talk to you.
Wait a minute, did you guys make up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, hey. Got one fight settled, huh? Now, Hank, come on. Let's patch things up between you and your dad. What do you say, huh? Come on, sit down. Angela, make room. Get out of there.
All right.
Your father promises not to make fun of your career and your earring.
So if you're still looking for a place to stay, you can come and live with us.
Oh, we'd love to.
No way.
Wait, why not?
Because he'll be nice for a couple of days, then it'll start all over again.
That's it. Open season on the earring.
Oh, come on. Give your son a chance.
Give your dad a chance.
Give your dad a chance.
No, he's done that. He's got to give up on the earring.
People. Okay, let's try something else. A new tack. Something I learned in psych. Let's do role reversal, okay? Now, Sam, you're going to be Hank, and Hank, you're going to be Sam.
Dad, why don't you let us take care of our problems and you go take care of yours?
I don't have any problems, Samantha.
Spoken to Angela lately?
Oh, where'd she go? Okay, I'll be right back. Joe, your friend. Angela, I'm sorry I got involved in it. Angela... Angela, what are you doing?
Cleaning. It makes me feel better.
Since when?
Since I've been using your face.
Little Tony. All right, I think we need to talk.
Why bother? Because the minute I start, you're gone. Off to solve somebody else's problem. The kids, the in-laws, it's always Tony to the rescue.
Oh, well, you think I like that, Angela? You think I like all these people always coming to me with their problems? You think it's fun being the guy who always has the answers?
Excuse me. I have to go scrub the toilets.
Oh, no. Not now, Angela. Not that.
Surf's up.
Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. I don't like this any more than you do.
You love it. There's nothing you love more than a family drama. You love the excitement and the crisis and being the center of attention.
I can't believe you could say that, Angela. I mean, I'm not happy with them moving in here. I haven't had a good night's sleep since they moved in.
Of course not, because you were up all last night singing show tunes. Oops, there goes another.
Hold it. That wasn't me. That was little Hank and little Tony.
Well, don't you worry. He's being punished.
Oh, Angela.
Thanks, God. You thrive on being involved in everybody else's life, but mine.
Oh, wait a minute. Come back. Okay, I'm sorry that I neglected you. I'm sorry. I guess I did let the kids get in the way of us. You know, because it kind of felt good to be needed again.
Thank you.
No more getting involved, okay? I'll tell you what. Let's go to the movies.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see Beauty and the Beast again.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Look, Hank and I need our own place, and we can afford it if I get a job. I'll just drop out of school.
Oh, hold it.
Tommy.
That's it.
Tommy.
I held my tongue long enough, Angela.
Sam, you're not dropping out of school, and Hank, you're not moving back with your parents.
No, but Dad, you don't...
No, no, you want to live with me, Sam? That's okay, because you can move right into Mona's apartment.
What? What?
And you can move into Sam's room, and then everybody will be happy.
Oh, no, no, I think we ought to discuss this.
Now, wait a minute, please, please, please. You guys, you know, straighten this out between yourselves, because you know me. I don't like to get involved. Okay?
Yeah. Kids are all tucked into my place.
Hey, Mona, I really appreciate you swapping spots with Sam, you know. Hey, and you sure you're going to be all right in her room?
Yeah, I'll adjust.
Thanks, Mona.
Nighty-night.
Okay. Hey, Mo, you're the greatest.
I know.
He's a killer.
Mona? Say, you're not Mona.
Good eye.
Well, I brought her these flowers because we had a little fight the other night. See, what happened was...
Yeah, all right.
I was over at her place.
Really, I'm not interested. It's that window right over there. Let me give you a little hand.
Mona!